This is James McElhinney interviewing Mr. Ira Spanierman at Spanierman Gallery, 45 East 58th Street in New York on June the 6th, 2007, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. You'll hear that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's very kind of you to share your time with us this conversation.
Now, will this pick it up at the level that you're talking?
I believe so. Yes? I think if my technician here is hearing everything okay.
I can hear you fine. Would you like to hear the bars are certainly going?
We're doing more sound work. Would you speak up against?
Surely.
All right, I think we're...
Am I being recorded properly?
Yes, you are. I feel it's working. The headphones are not the best. I apologize. Where are you from?
I'm from New York City. Mm-hmm. Was born here, raised here.
What neighborhood?
One West Side to start with, and then over to the East Side, mm-hmm. Manhattan.
And what was your childhood like? Were you encouraged in art at all? Was there an interest in art?
No, but my father was an antique dealer when I was young. And then when I was about nine, I think I was 9 years old or thereabouts, or maybe older, he became an auctioneer. Mm-hmm. And he started something called Savoy Art and Auction Gallery, which he used to have... operate on 59th Street between Madison and Park. Between 5th and Madison, sorry. So he was right in this neighborhood. He was a block and a half away from where I am now.
Wonderful.
And my uncle Fred, or his uncle Fred, my great uncle, had a shop, an antique shop called Old World Antiques on 57th Street between Lexington and Park, which is, again, a block and a half away, the other direction from where. So I'm right in the middle of those old memories.
So you haven't left the neighborhood?
I haven't left it. Well, I did at one point, but I'm back in the neighborhood with my son. So here we are.
That's great. And was the shop his... Was his antique shop near your home, or...?
Whose shop? My uncle? My uncle's or my father's?
Your father's.
No, my father's. In the beginning, no, but then yes, because we lived on 69th Street. On the west side, between Central Park West and Columbus, mm-hmm. So sure he could walk home.
So this area of Manhattan is really an area that you're intimately acquainted with over a long period of time.
Well, it changes. People change, shops change, things change, but the neighborhood is basically where I've always been.
Mm-hmm. Where did you study?
Well, I studied in Syracuse and here in New York. I did not study art, though.
What were your studies?
Just English major.
English. Mm-hmm. So you did a liberal arts education?
Yeah, a general liberal arts education.
At Syracuse University. And then how did you become involved in the art business?
Well, I went to work for my father, and I always helped him. When I was in high school, I would... be a porter. I moved furniture around and things like that, and I heard so many auctions, and I got involved so much with the people who would catalog art and antiques that I began to, you know, I'd ask questions and I'd read things, and I took a few little lecture courses and began to know a little bit, and also conversations with various dealers and collectors would come to the gallery. They would be talking about things that were of interest to them in the gallery. So I started to pick up knowledge. And then when I was 21, which is as old as you couldn't be younger and be an auctioneer because you had to be bonded, and you couldn't be bonded unless you were 21. But the minute I was 21, I started to become an auctioneer. I became an auctioneer.
And that was at Savoy?
Savoy Galleries.
And when did you begin to operate independently as an art dealer?
Well, I...